Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on Friday of the first week in the year of our Lord 2023, as we conclude our examination of Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 1. Question 1. What is your only comfort in life and in death? That I, with body and soul, both in life and in death, am not my own, but belong to my faithful Savior Jesus Christ, who with his precious blood has fully satisfied for all my sins, and redeemed me from all the power of the devil, and so preserves me, that without the will of my Father in heaven, not a hair can fall from my head. Indeed, that all things must work together for my salvation. Wherefore, by his Holy Spirit, he also assures me of eternal life, and makes me heartily willing and ready from now on to live unto him. Having noted over the past few meditations that we have been redeemed, ransomed from sin, death, and the devil, by the precious blood of Jesus, which has purchased us for his own, and that it is God himself who is preserving us as we struggle through this life, and that he will be faithful to bring us to the end according to his word, we now turn our attention to what this looks like in the life of believers, both in this life and the next. By his Holy Spirit, God has made us alive together with Jesus and has given us new life. Ephesians 2 verses 4 and 5, but God being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, therefore if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. As those made new in the image of Jesus Christ, redeemed from sin and death, we are given the Holy Spirit, that we might live out our new lives, that we might be slaves to righteousness. Romans 6, verses 17 and 18, thanks be to God, that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed, and, having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. As those assured of our salvation by the word of God, and preserved according to his will, we are to be heartily willing and ready to live for him. For as we noted a few meditations ago, God did not free us to do what we desire, to pursue our own interests and ends, but that we might be free to live according to his word, obedient from the heart. For this is what we were created for, as Paul tells us in Ephesians 2 verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. The new life we have been given is to be lived in joyful obedience to the God who has saved us, as slaves of righteousness. For in that salvation, we know that our new life will ultimately end in everlasting life. This is the promise of God given to all he has saved, the promise of Jesus who died and rose again to redeem us, the promise of the Holy Spirit who has been given to us and who indwells us. Ephesians 1 verses 13 and 14. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed on him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. What is our only comfort in life and in death? All the might of the God of heaven and earth has been given over to our salvation. What is our comfort? God has redeemed us. God has ransomed us. God has purchased us. God has sealed us, and God even now preserves us that we might be heartily willing to serve him in this life as we await the next. What is our only comfort in life and in death? We know that in that day, in that final day, our struggles will be over, our sin will be no more, our sorrows will be cast away, and death itself shall be thrown in the lake of fire, and we will have everlasting life. This God has promised. This God has done and is doing. This is our comfort. And for this, may we never cease to give him all the glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.